The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Welcome to Radio Friends on this Friday, March 30th. I've got Carrie Salmon with us, who is the Development Director of Coyote Hills Christian Children's Home. Welcome to Radio Friends.
Thanks for having me.
It's been a little while since you've been on our program with Coyote Hills, but you're here to tell us about a 5K run walk that you've got coming up the end of next month, the end of April,
yes,
right?
Yes, end of April, Saturday, April 28th.
This is a fundraiser?
Mm-hmm, it is. We partner with Veterans United Home Loans, and so we hold the event in front of their main office just on the corner of Forum and Chapel Hill. Mm-hmm. So you'll get to run on some trail on the MKT a little bit and then run up Forum as well. It's a fun family event, and like you said, it's a run walk, so any level of runner can participate.
Okay. If some people listening are not aware of what Coyote Hill is, mm-hmm. why don't you tell us?
Coyote Hill, we are a professional foster home for abused and neglected children in Columbia. We provide a family home environment for kids that they did not have before. So we're creating family and promoting healthy, successful families after they leave Coyote Hill.
And how many homes do you have?
Right now we have 4 homes.
And they're beautiful.
They are. They really are gorgeous.
And they're out in the country. And the reason it's called Coyote Hills is because of all the coyotes.
Yes, you can literally hear them at night. It's a gorgeous setting for kids to grow up in, especially kids that had a rough start to begin with.
Yeah. And you're just a little bit outside of Harrisburg, Missouri. And it is a beautiful city. I haven't been there for several years, but I remember how lovely it is. How much are you hoping that you will raise with this event?
For the 5K, last year we raised a little over $6,000. So we're hoping for that and then some. It really is a great event for anyone to get involved in. So we're hoping lots of people come out to run.
So if people want to sign up for it, they should do it now.
Yes, that would be great.
And how do they go about it?
We have a website, coyotehill5k.com, where you can register. It's just $25 for adults, $15 for kids.
Okay, and it is Coyote Hill, not Coyote Hills.
Yes, as one hill.
There's one only hill. So it's www.coyotehill5k.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and they can sign up and register online.
Yes, of course. And if you want to look at our own website and learn a little bit about us, you can go to coyotehill.org, and then that'll link you
to the 5K. There's no S on it, right?
No, just one.
Okay, and if people would like to come out and take a tour of the facility, they can do that too?
Oh, of course, and we're right in the good time to come. It's spring weather, and it'll be summer soon, so it's a gorgeous place to nice Sunday afternoon drive.
Should they call ahead of time?
Yeah, call, contact me on our website or at 874-0179.
Okay, and the area code's 573. Mm-hmm. Carrie Salmon, thank you so much for coming
Thanks
by.
For
and
having
best
me.
Of luck. April 28th, starting at 9 o'clock, the Coyote Hill 5K Run Walk, third annual. Good luck with it.
Thank you.
Okay. Now we got Tim Reinbold over here. Tim Reinbold, Bradford Farms. Good to have you here.
How you doing,
Tim?
Paul?
We were talking before we went on, and Carrie was sitting here listening to our garden talk. This is the time of the year that I start getting so excited. I get the potatoes out and the onions and the lettuce and the spinach.
All right.
And hopefully we're going to have a good spring.
I hope so. We blew it the last 4 years, haven't we?
Yeah, we have.
We just, everything could go wrong has gone wrong.
Yeah, we were talking about the tomatoes and how bad the tomatoes were last summer. And you told me that anytime the temperature, if there's blooms on the tomatoes, now if the tomato itself is on the plant, it's okay.
That's correct.
But the blooms will burn once the temperature gets above 92 degrees?
That's correct. So that's why we had that huge window last year of no tomatoes.
Right.
But then our fall was wonderful.
Oh, we had a lot of tomatoes.
Oh, my gosh. We couldn't give them all away. Couldn't eat them all.
Right. But those tomatoes, they're picky little plants, aren't they?
They are. Well, you know, they're other than that, they're very, very diligent out
there. Oh, I love to. And there's nothing better than a fresh picked tomato right from your own garden. Mm-hmm. Right from your own garden. So what are you plugging today
with? Today, in a few weeks, we're having our native plant sale.
Uh-huh.
You know, we complain about the weather. We can't do much about it. But now the native plants, they're pretty resilient. They can take a lot of that, whether it's too wet, too cold, or too hot, or too dry. They can mm-hmm. they can hang in there. And we have our annual plant sale. We invite vendors. We have some educational material out there and some talks out there at Bradford Farm. And it's a great time for the public just to come out and learn.
Tell people where Bradford Farm is.
Okay, we are east on WW, 6.5 miles, and you turn on Rangeline Road, 2 miles on the right-hand side.
Okay.
And you'll see us, and we'll be there, and we'll be outside with all the plants.
And that's going to be when?
April 14th from 10 to 2.
Okay, we'll probably have 10 inches of snow on the ground on April the 14th.
Oh, no. Oh.
Hey, I remember.
The Easter freeze in 07?
Yes, I remember. Last year, Tim, we had frost in late May here.
Yes.
And that's kind of frightening to think of that. But I also remember snow in April. But hopefully April the 14th. Is that?
Yes, right.
April the 14th, it'll be a nice, great, sunny, warm day.
Oh, it will be. It will. I know it will be. It was almost 90 one year when we did this.
Really?
Yes.
So when you talk about native plants, what are some of the native plants that work very well here?
Well, that's nice, and there's such a wide variety. Of course, we're all familiar with the coneflowers, mm-hmm. purple coneflowers. But there are several different types of coneflowers. There's the yellow coneflower, the glade coneflower.
The purple ones.
The purple ones, the pale purple ones. So there's so many of them.
Do you know what the evening primrose is?
Yes.
Now, is the evening primrose a native plant
in
Missouri?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And the evening primrose is one of the most beautiful tall plants. And if people have not seen one, listening, you stand, and as the sun starts to set, it's like watching time-lapse photography. The petals open up right before your eyes. And the thing I found with the evening primrose, and I've got a lot of evening primrose on my property, but I can't really transplant the little boogers, because if I move them, they don't do well. They kind of want to come up where they come up.
They do, and that's the thing about natives. You can't sometimes force them to go where they want to. Now, this time of year is my favorite. Virginia bluebells are blooming.
Mm-hmm.
And those are just gorgeous. And they bloom, do their things, and then they just disappear.
Yeah. Kind of like spring beauties, too.
Yes.
The little spring beauties that are carpeting the forest floor.
Uh-huh.
All right. So Bradford Farms, if you want to go out there and take a look around.
Yes.
And the native plant sale is April the 14th.
That's correct. And go out to Bradford, because we have lots of demonstrations out there.
Okay.
24/7.
All right. Tim, thank you so much.
You're
Please
welcome.
Come back again.
I sure will.
All right. We're out of time for today. Monday, stop trafficking, and we'll tell you about a West Junior garage sale. So stay with us. And this is Stop Human Trafficking that we're dealing with on Monday. Our show directed by Travis McMillan, the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. You sign up for a free podcast or a vodcast, go to kbia.org. Click on Talk Shows and then Radio Friends. Bye-bye.